Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 4th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Since the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis on May 25th, our country has witnessed anti-police protests in more than 100 cities. The shooting death of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, sparked the latest round. The National Guard, 1,000 of them, finally called into Kenosha, and it quelled the violence almost immediately. In New York City, crime is now totally out of control. Shootings up 200% compared to last year at this time. Riots in early June demolishing more than 100 businesses in the Big Apple, creating more than $25 million in damage at least. 300 police officers were injured in the carnage. The district attorney in New York City is still refusing to charge most of the arrested protesters. Portland, Oregon, now witnessing its 94th straight day of protests. Demonstrators there targeting local police precincts and federal property. Mayor Ted Wheeler refusing any help from the federal government, saying the situation is under control, even as he himself has to flee his own home because it was attacked by protesters. In Chicago, gun violence setting new records. At least 497 people have been killed so far this year. Mayor Lori Lightfoot continues to blame the crime wave on President Trump, which is absurd, but so is the city government in the Windy City. Back to Kenosha, Wisconsin, the Trump administration, as I mentioned, sent 1,000 members of the National Guard. The president toured the region this week, despite the Democratic governor's insistence that his presence would, quote, cause more distress, unquote. Well, that has not happened, as the president has promised millions to rebuild Kenosha. In total, at least 30,000 people have been arrested since June 1st in all 50 states. More than 1,000 businesses are wrecked in New York, Chicago, Portland, Seattle, L.A., and other major cities. Economists estimate the price tag to be in the tens of billions. Despite the violence, major American corporations like Google, Facebook, Apple, Walmart, Target, Nike, McDonald's have all donated millions of dollars to the Black Lives Matter movement. In a moment, listeners, sound off. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this every Friday. You can reach me at bill@billoreilly.com. bill@billoreilly.com. Susan in Akron, Ohio. Systemic racism. What does that really mean? I continually hear those two words from far-left media and wonder if they even know what it means and what it is doing to our country. All right, Susan, good question. Systemic racism is when a system actively seeks to harm a minority group. The far left believes law enforcement in America does that. It goes out to hurt African Americans and other minorities. That's the accusation, systemic racism. What is it doing to our country? Well, it's dividing it because millions of Americans like me do not believe there is systemic racism in law enforcement. I know there is racism in a personal way by many people. That has been going on since the dawn of mankind. Some people are biased. Some people are prejudiced because of skin color. Think about how ridiculous that is. But it's true. However, I do not believe we are a country that goes out in an organized way to hurt minorities. Tony, Signal Mountain, Tennessee. Bill, Kyle Rittenhouse's family will absolutely not be bankrupted from the incident where he rightly defended himself from terrorists. There are several crowd funds already set up. Tony, I got to tell you, you have a 17-year-old boy sitting in a jail cell. He may be there for a year or more, no bail. You have two dead human beings. Now, maybe Kyle will be found not guilty. Maybe that will happen. But should this have happened at all? My advice that I have clearly stated is that you do not bring a firearm to a violent demonstration. You have a right to defend yourself with a firearm if you or your property is under assault. But to travel to a volatile situation with a firearm? Come on. Janet, Brookfield, Connecticut. President Trump has done much for America's military and vets, yet I hear the polls are not showing him ahead with military members. How can that be? Look, as I've explained, Janet, many of these polls are fake, bogus, and I believe this is the case here. I believe most military people will support President Trump. Noreen, Sacramento, California. I didn't realize how much I missed you, Bill. I quit watching the news after you left and became uninformed. My question now is, why are the majority of news media and celebrities progressives? It's an emotional thing and a peer pressure thing, Noreen. All right, most journalists, if you want to call them that, are left wing, and the others feel they have to go along in order to prosper in their jobs. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by putting it together. Please go to BillO'Reilly.com for more. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On Monday, Americans will celebrate Labor Day across the country, but this year the holiday will be different, with millions of workers suddenly finding themselves unemployed because of COVID. During the shutdown, the U.S. economy is projected to make a comeback in 2021, especially if there is a vaccine. Economists from Bloomberg now project a double-digit jump in the gross domestic product by the first quarter of next year. In honor of Labor Day, here is a quick rundown of where most Americans are currently working in the USA. There are more than 13 million folks employed in manufacturing. Another 5 million work in the American entertainment business, music, movies, TV. 3 million are employed by insurance companies. 13 million work in the healthcare sector. Hardest hit from the pandemic are those who are paid by the hour. Currently, 4 million people are in retail sales, 3 million cashiers, 3 million working in fast food, and so on. For these workers, wages have largely been stagnant in the past decade. What hasn't changed during the pandemic is the cost of living. Most blue-collar employees earn about $45,000 a year. The average worker's cell phone bill is $80 a month. In 2001, the cost was just $15 a month. Same with childcare. For New Yorkers, the cost of daycare has risen by $730 each year since 2005. According to Fortune magazine, childcare more expensive than college tuition in 28 states. And here's something else you might not know. Another major sector of the U.S. economy affected by COVID is the unions. In 2020, this year, there are 14 million union members, including teachers, actors, electricians, dock workers, and so on. But that number is decreasing. Total enrollment will hover at 10% of the entire workforce, down from 23% back in 1983. Now, I am a proud union member, but I know the concept is slowly dying in America. Now this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.